This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In a new crackdown, China will monitor over 7,000 foreign NGOs in an effort to prevent Western influence. The IRS says the average unpaid taxes from 2008 through 2010 was $458 billion, a slight increase over $450 billion in 2006. The Labor Department is lowering the overtime eligibility rule to 47,000 from the original proposal of over 50,000. The EPI calculates a new number would reduce the number of affected workers to 12.5 million, or 23% of the salaried workforce. Nuit debout, or night standing up, a phrase some in the movement say is inspired by 16th century writer Etienne de la Bête's line, "They are only tall because we are on our knees." Others say it comes from the Internationale, the hymn of the 19th century revolutionary left. The movement in France started as a response to a plan to change the French labor laws and has expanded to include a melange of grievances, and politicians are warily watching with nightly protests that have now occurred for over 1 month in Paris. A Pentagon report, more than 3,000 pages long, details the errors that led to the 2015 strike in Kunduz in Afghanistan on a hospital run by Doctors Without Borders that killed 42 people. 16 American officers have been punished for their roles in the attack. Police chief announced that all officers on the San Francisco police force would be required to complete anti-bias training as he released 9 pages of racist text messages between 3 officers that further tarnished the image of a department under federal investigation. The federal government has moved to ban the box and not ask about prior criminal records for applicants for federal jobs. Texas's strict voter ID law was allowed to stand by the Supreme Court until it determines whether the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals deals with the issue promptly. Obama is moving on smart gun technology that would allow a gun to only be used by its owner, as well as giving the FBI access to more mental health records of some Social Security recipients to better determine whether they should have a gun permit. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.